And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 1st of June, 2013. It's the birthday of the novelist Sherry Holman, born Brooklyn, 1966, author of The Dress Lodger and The Mammoth Cheese. It's the birthday of Marilyn Monroe, born Norma Jean Mortensen in Los Angeles, 1926, passed around between her mother and foster parents as a child, eventually wound up with her mother's friend Grace McKee, who loved movies, worshipped movie stars, dressed the little girl like the women she saw in movies, took her to beauty parlors, had her practice smiles and pouts in the mirror. The girl lived for a while in an orphanage and could look out the window and see the water tower of RKO Studios. Spent several years moving around between distant relatives and friends of the family. Told other children at school that her parents had died in a car accident. After she went through puberty, men started honking their horns at her and waving. She said the whole world became friendly. She was married at 16 during World War II, got a job at an aircraft factory called Radio Plane. She sprayed glue on fabrics. And there, while she was working, a group of photographers came up to take pictures of women working for the war effort, saw her, persuaded her to become a model. She bleached her hair. She began to appear as a cover girl. Got her big break in the musical Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, 1953. She lived just 9 more years after that big success, and she's been the subject of more than 300 biographies. A fictional biography by Norman Mailer. Joyce Carol Oates wrote a novel about her, Blonde. Bill Morris wrote a fictional version of her wedding day with Joe DiMaggio called Motor City. Marilyn Monroe, who said, "I don't want to make money, I just want to be wonderful." It's the birthday of Charles K. Ogden, born Fleetwood in Lancashire, England in 1889. Who wrote a paper in 1923 called The Meaning of Meaning, exploring the psychological and philosophical underpinnings of language, and then worked on what he called Basic English. Basic stood for British American Scientific International Commercial, a simplified English-based language of 850 core words designed for international uses. He translated James Joyce's Finnegan's Wake into Basic English, which doesn't sound like James Joyce, but James Joyce himself was fascinated by what Ogden had done. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Hambly, Betty Boop's Bebop. Because I'm a cartoon airhead, people think it's a picnic down on these mean streets. Sure, my skirt's short, but it's a crime, fellas, how you give a frail the slip, leave her simmering, hot and bothered. I have feelings, cardboard, but bordering on ennui just this side of tristesse. I may not be human, but I can kick like one and bite and pinch two. Don't forget, mister, I'm not just a bimbo with a helium voice. I'm no rococo parvenu pillhead. I've read your Rilke, your Montesquieu. Really, I'm not as dumb as I look, or maybe I am. Less tries to be more, but ends up being nothing. My last beau vetoed the philosophy of religion class in favor of pre-law. Exactly why, I don't know, but I'm getting a glimmer. Stay zany, the cartoonists tell me, and next year you'll play Cinderella. Barbara Hambly's poem, Betty Boop's Bebop from All Night Tango, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering writing about finances, food, art, wine, and culture from around the world. More at wsj.com/celebrateweekend. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.